shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along tonight. The Clippers and Louisville Bats will match up in game four of this six-game series. The Clippers trying to make it three wins in a row against Louisville. They lost the opener of the series by a 6-5 final score. The Clippers blew them out in game two, and yesterday in a back-and-forth affair that took 11 innings to complete, the Clippers came out on top by a 7-6 final. Another night for Columbus where they left a lot of base runners out there, 11 men left on base, and each team just seemed like they did not want to give it up. Every time the Clippers scored, Louisville answered until the 11th inning when the Clippers brought home the winning run. Nick Michalacic pitched well out of the bullpen. Adam Scott got his first professional save. Two home runs for the Clippers in the ballgame. David Fry hit his 16th, and Jose Fermin got his 6th of the season. Today, the Clippers give the ball to left-hander Tanner Tully. Tully is 8-3 with a .407 earned run average. He will be opposed by righty Deck McGuire. McGuire, 3 wins, 4 losses, a .690 ERA. We'll have the starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after this.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Hey Columbus fans, America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And we are here at Louisville Slugger Field, just about set for baseball here on the banks of the Ohio River in Louisville, Kentucky. 86 degrees, our game time temperature, the warmest first pitch of the series so far, and it's the latest first pitch scheduled in the series. Cloudy skies overhead with just a soft breeze coming out of the southeast at 4 miles per hour. So different than what we've had the last couple of nights where the wind has been blowing in. Tonight it's blowing out a little bit, although the ball has traveled okay. The Clippers had a couple of fly balls late in the game last night that probably get out of the yard on a calm day or with the wind blowing out that didn't, but teams have not been bereft of home runs in this series, that is for sure. Game time conditions presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for our final Fantastic Friday on September 16th, against the Omaha Storm Chasers. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. How about the starting lineups? They're brought to you by Donato's. Fans, the Pep 150 is back. With more bang for your pepperoni buck, now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's, every piece is important. Columbus Clippers will bat first today. It's Will Brennan leading off in center field, followed by Brian Rocchio at shortstop, and Bo Naylor batting third. He's the catcher. Nolan Jones cleans up. He's the DH today, followed by the right fielder George Valera. David Fry hits sixth, plays third, and the bottom third of the Clippers' order today, Trenton Brooks at first base, Oscar Mercado at left field, and Mitch Tolman is at second. For the home team, Louisville bats, Leonardo Rivas will be at second base, leading off, followed by the third baseman, Christian Santana. T.J. Hopkins in center field, bats third. Uniel Caracudo will be the cleanup man at shortstop. Steven Piscotty bats fifth. He's the designated hitter. Ronnie Dawson in left field. gets his first start of the series. He'll bat sixth, play left. Michael DeLeon at first base is the seven hitter. Eric Yang, eighth, behind home plate. And Isaiah Gilliam, the right fielder, will bat ninth. Just about set for baseball as Will Brennan digs in. Brennan drove in the winning run yesterday, his 100th RBI of the season in the Clippers' 7-6 win. First pitch of the ball game is fouled on the third base side. Underway right on time at 7:05. Will Brennan hitting 308, seven homers, 61 RBIs, but again, as I said, 100 total on the season in his time between AA and AAA. He fouls away the next pitch, and it's quickly 0-2. Deck McGuire, the tall right-hander, out on the hill, goes into the motion, and his 0-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. McGuire, 6'6", 220-pounder out of Richmond, Virginia, 33 years of age, is offering, and it's swung on, hit on the third base side. It's going to come to a stop on the grass for a base hit. Charging Christian Santana, by the time he picked it up, nothing he could do with it, so Brennan will look like a line drive in the box score, but it's about a 60-foot single. And so Brennan is aboard for Brian Rocchio. Brennan leads the Clippers in hits with 108. And he spent a large portion of the season in Double-A. Rocchio, switch hitter batting from the left side. McGuire sets, deals, and Rocchio swings and skies it to right center field. Playable. Gilliam, Hopkins, both right there in the gap. It'll be the center fielder Hopkins to make the call and the catch. And Rocchio is put down. Brennan scrambles back to first base. Clippers in the road gray uniforms, navy numbers, letters, and caps. For Louisville, today they are not the Louisville Bats. They are the Louisville Mashers wearing powder blue jerseys. Brick red caps with LB on the crown. Mashers in red across the front of those jerseys. Red numbers on the back as well. Home white pants to go with them. Here comes the first pitch to Bo Naylor. Called strike at the knees, a breaking ball. McGuire with a bit of a funky setup with runners on base. His stretch position has his back leg bent, the front leg broomstick straight. Well out toward home plate. He holds, he drives to the plate, and Naylor swings through a fastball for strike two. Bo Naylor has only three hits in the series, but they have all left the building. Three home runs. So he's batting now .249 with 11 homers in a Clippers uniform to go with 11 doubles, two triples, and 34 batted in. Quick throw to first, and the runner is back in time. 0-2 count to the Clippers catcher. Columbus with a leadoff base runner. Base runners have not been a problem for the Clippers so far in this series. They have had those in spades. But they have not scored in too many innings. Naylor swings and fouls the next pitch away. 29 innings so far in this series. The Clippers have had base runners in 26. But they have scored in only 10 innings. Brennan leads away from first. Again, the 0-2 pitch. This is off the outside corner to Naylor, making it one ball, two strikes. Clippers have hit .244 with runners in scoring position during the course of this series. One-two pitch. Smack to right field. That's high and deep. Is it going to go? Does it have the height? It does not. It's going to bang off the wall, though, and Will Brennan will be waved around third. Here comes a throw into the relay man, and it will be held out there in shallow right center. And Bo Naylor, another extra base hit in this series. Where he hit it was right out to the 375 marker in right center field before the wall gets tall. So he hit it 375 on the numbers. And he puts the Clippers on top, 1-0 here in the first. Brennan got a good read, recognizing it would be over the head of Isaiah Gilliam, so he just put the head down and went sprinting around the bases, scored easily. Here's Nolan Jones. The first pitch to him is a strike called on the inside corner. He waits. There's a spin and a throw to second base, but nothing doing. Naylor's back with a head first dive. Naylor has stolen third base on a few occasions this year. Early in the ball game, left-handed batter. I don't know what the chances are that he's taken off here, though. Although after that throw, he's out to a pretty healthy lead. Here's the pitch, and Naylor does not go. The batter, Nolan Jones, swings and fouls it away, and it's 0-2. Christian Santana, the third baseman, is well off the line, and that's one of the things that factor in. Can you beat the third baseman to the bag? O-2 pitch. Too tall, one ball, two strikes. Dak McGuire has pitched against the Clippers a couple of times in his career, both while wearing a Buffalo Bisons uniform back in 2014. The Clippers really did a number on him. He was 0-2 with a 7.71 ERA. The pitch here, off the outside corner, 2-2. This is his first year pitching stateside since 2018. McGuire pitched in the KBO in 2019 for Samsung. Next pitch, 2-2, is swung on and fouled away. And then played in the Chinese Professional Baseball League in 2021. Didn't pitch at all in 2020. For Rakuten, he was 1-3 in the CPBL. In 10 appearances, he had a 6.00 earned run average. Started this year in independent ball, pitching for Gastonia and the Atlantic League. Here's the 2-2 again. This one's rolled to second base. Leonardo Rivas has it, throws out Nolan Jones. Moving on to third base is Bo Naylor, two away. Brings up George Valera now. Valera batting fifth, playing right field. .244 batting average on the season for the left-hander. First pitch, breaking ball, misses the outside corner for ball one. Valera has homered five times and driven in 12. Just over 100 plate appearances for him in a Clippers uniform. 1-0 delivery. Swung on and fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Dak McGuire made six starts for Gastonia, and he dominated there. He was 5-0 with a 1.91 earned run average. He has not fared as well here for the Louisville Bats in AAA as a member of the Cincinnati Reds organization. Next pitch to Valera, just missed the outside corner, 2-1. McGuire, three wins, four losses, and a 6.90 ERA in 17 appearances. This is number 13 as a starter. The pitch. Popped in the air to shallow left field. Ronnie Dawson, ranging in over toward the line, will make the catch on the run for out number three. The Clippers get a run on two hits. Bo Naylor, an RBI double. Brought home Will Brennan. It's 1-0 Columbus after a half.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Columbus. Tanner Tully has been given a lead before he ever throws a pitch. Tully's been pretty good for the Clippers all season long. Eight and three for Columbus with a 4.07 earned run average, 21 appearances. This is start number 19, so he's pitched three times out of the bullpen. Leonardo Rivas to start things off, switch hitter batting from the right side against the lefty Tully, who throws a first pitch fastball outside 1-0. Tully also made three major league appearances, his major league debut this year for the Cleveland Guardians, all coming out of the bullpen. 1-0 pitch, broken back ground ball to third base. Easy pickup for David Fry, easy throw across the diamond, and there's one away. Tully made his major league debut on April 22nd, pitching against the New York Yankees, who at the time were the best team on the planet. Wind of the first pitch to Christian Santana. That's rolled to third base. Two bounces, three to Fry, and he can't find the handle. And so that'll go as an infield single. Santana had three hits yesterday, including two homers. Starts today with a base knock. It was going to be tough for David Fry to get that ball into the bare hand and get it across the diamond in time. And the moment he didn't have the right grip right away, no play. Now Tanner Tully, facing the Yankees that day, gave up a home run to Aaron Judge. No shame in that. Judge has hit a ton of home runs this year, leading the majors by a country mile in long balls. Tully delivers to T.J. Hopkins. He swings and hits it on the ground on the third base side. So in the early going here, Tully inducing a lot of ground ball contact. That has been one of his specialties this year. The pitch. Ground ball, foul on the third base side, quickly 0-2. Tully induces a lot of downward contact, fields his position very well also, so he gets a lot of ground ball outs right back to the mound. He's ahead in the count and delivers another ground ball, foul on the third base side. They have come progressively closer to the line. This one is fielded by the third base coach. Still no balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch. Fastball that time upstairs and outside, 1-2. Tully doesn't strike out a ton. 108 innings, 85 strikeouts, but he just doesn't walk very many. And when you minimize free base runners and you get a lot of ground ball contact, you can have success. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, that's low. Hopkins able to lay off, two balls, two strikes. From the high set, the lefty checks the runner at first, now deals. And here's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get through for a base hit. Just beyond the reach of the shortstop, Brian Rocchio, who is playing to the pull side. And so a couple of bounders on the infield have turned into hits here. And Louisville has two aboard, one down for Uniel Caracudo. Tully has faced Louisville twice, including the last time the Clippers came here. It was a starter of the day that we got washed out early. Tully had thrown five shutout innings, and because the ball game was called after five, he was credited with a complete game shutout. There's a swing and a ground ball. That's a fair ball down the third baseline just inside the stripe, and this game is now tied. They're going to wave another runner around as the ball hits off the sidewall and caroms into left field. Uniel Caracudo with a two-run double, and the Bats have taken the lead here in the first inning. Well, Tanner Tully's done a lot of things right here in this inning and has been punished for it. There has not been a hard hit ball. There has not been a ball hit on a line. There has not been a ball hit in the air. And yet, three consecutive hits and two runs for the Louisville Bats. It's the first time Louisville has scored against Tully this year. He delivers, and Stephen Piscotty swings and fouls it away for strike one. Tully started against Louisville back on April 28th at Huntington Park and shut him out over six innings. No runs, four hits, no walks, two strikeouts. Tully fires the 0-1 pitch, hit right back up the middle. Gets beyond Tully, actually, but it's going to be fielded by Mitch Tolman. Tolman started to throw to third base, but the runner put on the brakes and ran right back into him. And so the Clippers will get the good out there with a runner at second. That's the man that's put away. Uniel Caracudo broke for third base and then hesitated. That was his undoing. So Mitch Tolman fields it behind second base, puts the tag on the base runner himself for a four unassisted put away on the fielder's choice. Piscotty is at first. Here's Ronnie Dawson. First pitch to him is a called strike. Dawson was supposed to start in the opening game of this series and then was scratched. Did not play in games 1, 2, or 3, and originally was not in the starting lineup today, but a late lineup change has him in there. Looks at a fastball up 1-1. Dawson, of course, the Central Ohio native. Was a bat boy for the Clippers, played at Ohio State. Made his major league debut last year for the Houston Astros. Swings and misses at an off-speed pitch, 1-2. 2-1 ball game here in the first. Two down, runner at first. The 1-2 pitch, sky to center field. Coming on is Will Brennan. And he drifts over toward left field a bit and makes the catch for out number three. So Tanner Tully, a victim of some bad luck here in the first inning. Louisville gets him for three straight hits and two runs and a 2-1 lead as we go to the second.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Well, both teams score in the first inning. Louisville's had a real habit of answering Clippers runs with runs of their own, and today they exceeded what the Clippers did in the first inning. 2-1 Louisville on top as the Clippers come to bat. David Fry will lead things off. He had a homer yesterday, and he takes a fastball in the inside corner for strike one from Deck McGuire. The home run was number 16 for Fry on the season, 66th run batted in. He takes here outside, 1-1. Next pitch, slider away, 2-1. McGuire works very, very quickly. He winds and he deals. The 3-1 pitch is popped up foul out of play. McGuire was roughed up last time out by the Indianapolis Indians. He did not make it through the first inning. It was his shortest outing by far this year. 4 runs on 3 hits and 4 walks in 2/3 of an inning. He had to throw 36 pitches. Fry turns around the 3-2 pitch, but foul on the third base side. A hard line drive. Count stays 3-2. And I guess maybe it's not a surprise because it was his fourth start against the Indianapolis Indians between August 3rd and September 4th. So we're quite familiar with his offerings. 2-2 pitch is low. That makes it 3-2. I believe I said it was 3-2 before, but it was in fact a 2-2 count. Now full to Fry. And the pitch. That's low for 4. Leadoff walk here. Clippers have the potential tying run aboard here in the very early going. McGuire was a first-round pick back in 2010 by the Toronto Blue Jays. Highly rated prospect coming up through their system. And again, that's where we saw him pitching for Buffalo. The pitch, inside. Now, McGuire never did make his major league debut for Toronto until he left the organization and came back. He actually debuted for Cincinnati in 2017 in his first go-round in the Reds organization, the 1-0. That ball is hit high and deep down the right field line. I think, though, it's going to go foul, and it does. Trenton Brooks just belted a ball down the right field line on a 1-0 pitch. But got around too early. Trenton's been swinging a good bat as of late for the Clippers. First baseman hitting 274, 9 homers. Here's the pitch. And it is just below the knees, 2-1. McGuire returned to Toronto. Actually pitched in 3 different organizations in 2018. Brooks swings and hits it on the ground to first base. De Leon's got it, goes to second for one. They come back to De Leon. That's a double play. 3-6-3, Trenton Brooks hits into the twin kill. Base is empty, 2 down. That time he hit it too hard. There's Oscar Mercado with the bases empty. McGuire, during that 2018 season, pitched in the PCL for Salt Lake and Round Rock, and then in the International League for Buffalo, and then did pitch for Toronto, finally 4 games in 2018. Mercado takes a pitch for a strike and then fouls one away. It's quickly 0-2. Well, if Deck McGuire makes it back to the major leagues next year, he's not going to have any problem at all with the pace of play rules that will be implemented. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's inside, and did it hit him? It did. Glancing blow. Now Oscar Mercado might be taking first base with a wry grin on his face. His body language did not seem to indicate that he thought he had been hit by that pitch. And Eric Yang, the catcher, voiced that to the home plate umpire as well. But Mercado is aboard, and it brings Mitch Tolman to the plate. First pitch to him is off the outside corner. Tolman, in his last 6 games, is swinging it well, 6-18. With a home run and 4 runs batted in, he had gone 0-10 in his prior 4 games. Mercado draws a throw at first. He's back. One ball, no strikes, the count to Tolman. McGuire sets and deals. And it's fouled straight back to the screen, one and one. Tolman was an everyday player for the Clippers for the most part at the beginning of the season and was playing very, very well. Long pause, check to first. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed, a breaking ball, 1-2. As the roster shuffling began, as it always does mid-season, Tolman saw his playing time diminish a little bit in the second half of the season. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he swings and fouls it away on the first base side. Still 1-2. McGuire fires and just missed the outside corner. He thought he had strike three there, but instead two balls and two strikes to the Clippers' second baseman. We've seen Tolman play mostly second base, but third base and shortstop as well. 2-2. Change up low, three balls and two strikes. So Mercado will get a head start on the pitch. If Tolman comes up with an extra base hit, the Clippers can tie this ball game because Oscar Mercado can flat out run. There he goes. Here it comes. And it is popped up down the left field line. Long run for Dawson. Also the third baseman Santana. They'll both run out of room as it gets into foul territory and out of play. Tolman played against the Clippers back in the 2019 season when he reached AAA with Indianapolis as the member of the Pirates organization. Tolman calls time just before the pitch. Everybody's ready. Here comes the 3-2, and it's torched down the right field line, but he got out in front. Foul ball. So now Oscar Mercado has had to take off twice. Making his way slowly back toward first base. The legs should be nice and loose, but maybe a bit tired now. Again, the 3-2. And this one's fouled on the third base side. And that time Mercado was just sort of jogging on the pitch. And recognized early that was going to be a foul ball. It was hit nowhere near fair territory, so he pulled up quickly. Tolman waits. McGuire set to throw his 10th pitch of the at-bat. Here it comes. And it is hit on a line, but right at the first baseman, Michael DeLeon. That had extra bases written all over it. But DeLeon was in the right spot at the right time to pull it in for out number three. The Clippers are turned away here in the second inning, and they trail Louisville 2-1.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. No, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Bottom of the second inning, bottom third of the order for the Louisville Bats. They lead the Clippers by a 2-1 score. Louisville got three straight hits in the first inning. Santana, Hopkins, and Caracudo, all ground balls, none smashed. But they turned into two runs. So it's 2-1 Louisville. Here is a bunt attempt by Michael DeLeon. He comes up empty for strike one. Only one ball was hit in the air in the first inning. That was Ronnie Dawson's fly out to straightaway center field. A one pitch from Tanner Tully is at the knees for a called strike, 0-2. He, like De Leon, works pretty quickly. He fires, and the pitch is fouled away down the right field line. Mentioned Tanner Tully in his major league debut allowed a home run to Aaron Judge. Well, he is one of 50-5-0 pitchers against whom Judge has homered this year in the major leagues. 55 homers against 50 different pitchers. Next pitch. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike three. Tully strikes out De Leon. His first K of the ball game. One down for Eric Yang. Yang getting his first start in this series. Michael Papirski has started two games. Mark Colesberry started one. And then Colesberry came in to yesterday's ball game as a pinch runner, scored, and then stayed in as the game went to extra innings. Yang makes good use of the first pitch. He hits it into right field for a base knock, a line drive single. And he's aboard with one down for the nine-hitter, Isaiah Gilliam. Fans, if you're listening to Clippers Baseball tonight, driving around in your automobile, thanks for being with us, but also please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Gilliam, the right fielder, slightly open stance in the right-handed batter's box. Tully goes to work, and the first pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. Gilliam is one of five switch hitters on this Louisville roster. A one. Curveball pounded into the ground, kicks off the side of the mound, and the only play is to first base. Brian Rocchio fielded it probably 8 feet away from second, but the runner was bearing down on him. The ground ball was just too slowly hit to try and turn two. So Rocchio did the smart thing, did the right thing, and did it well, throwing the ball to first base to retire Gilliam. Yang moves into scoring position. Back to the top of the order now for Leonardo Rivas. Rivas grounded out to third base, his first time up. The first pitch to him here is high and away for ball one. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Next pitch is off the outside corner. One roster move today for the Louisville Bats. Matt Reynolds was returned to Cincinnati. His rehab assignment is over. Next pitch. Swung on and hitting the... Oh, it's going to get past the shortstop, Brian Rocchio. He went into a slide at a sinking line drive, and some topspin put it on the ground right in front of his glove. It hops by him, and goes into left field. That's going to bring around Eric Yang and a 3-1 Louisville lead here. Rivas comes through with an RBI single. And the bats have just dinked and dunked their way to a 3-1 lead. Christian Santana singled his first time up. Slow roller on the third base side. David Fry was able to field it, but had no play to throw him out. First pitch, a ball out of the zone. Next pitch, low and inside. Three runs on five hits for the Louisville Bats against Tanner Tully tonight. That is far in excess of what they have done against him in his two starts this year. Santana swings and misses at the 2-0. And against Louisville all time, Tully has made four starts, 2-0 with a 1.02 earned run average. He had allowed only two runs on 14 hits over 17 and two-thirds innings against Louisville coming into play tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Good breaking ball. And again, it's just one of those nights where the ground balls have found holes and produced. This could easily be a shutout going for Tully right now. Next pitch, fastball fouled away. That injury report, by the way, brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. So Louisville one player less on the roster today than yesterday. 2-2 pitch. Called a third strike on the inside corner to Santana. He is gone. A run scores, though, on two hits for Louisville. They lead the Clippers by a 3-1 score as we go to the third inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
We are racing at El Dorado Scioto Downs. Catch the excitement Saturday afternoon. Post time is 3:15. Be there this Saturday for your chance to win one of five big screen televisions, Roku sticks with subscriptions to Racetrack Television Network, and gift cards to Brews Brothers Restaurants. That's this Saturday afternoon at El Dorado Scioto Downs, post time 3:15. Horses, racing, and winners at El Dorado Scioto Downs.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top three, Clippers down 3-1 against the Louisville Bats. Fourth game of this six-game series. Clippers up 2-1. Deck McGuire kicks and fires and misses inside to Will Brennan. The Clippers go back to the top of the order here in the third inning. Brennan singled and scored. The lone Clippers run to this point back in the first inning. The pitch. Off speed, in for a called strike, 1-1. McGuire works quickly, fires, and gets a foul ball down the left field line. Best crowd of the series by far tonight, and it's still a bit of a light crowd. But there is a buzz in the ballpark tonight that has been absent for the first three games. Brennan fouls away another. Lights are on. The sun has dipped low. The entire field ensconced in shadows. McGuire fires. And Brendan waits another one, fouling it away on the third base side. Still one and two. McGuire is set to make his 50th pitch of the ball game. Here it comes. And it's lifted in the air to left center field, racing back. Hopkins still back as the ball carries. He's going to make the catch at a dead sprint. And then he bangs into the out-of-town scoreboard at the left center field wall. That's out number one. A ball that looked to be pretty routine off the bat. Had some backspin to it and a little bit of help from a breeze blowing out toward left center field, but it's all for naught for Will Brennan. He's out number one, and Brian Rocchio to the plate. Rocchio flying out to center field, his first time up. Takes high and away for ball one. Next pitch, fastball, that's hit to the right center field gap. Again on the run, Hopkins, and he'll get there to make the catch. T.J. Hopkins covering a lot of ground out there here in the third inning. Two down for Bo Naylor. Two well-struck balls against Deck McGuire and nothing to show for it. Meanwhile, Tanner Tully has allowed really nothing but pretty soft contact and has allowed three runs on five hits. That's baseball. Here's Bo Naylor. Naylor doubled, driving in Will Brennan in the first inning. Takes a called strike, 0-1. McGuire already back to work. Delivers in for a called strike. Time called by Naylor. He's trying to disrupt McGuire's pacing. When McGuire saw that, he went prowling around the back of the mound. He wasn't happy about it. Here's the wind and the 0-2 pitch. Fastball lifted in the air to center field. Hopkins was playing deep, comes drifting in, over toward left, makes the catch. That's three putouts for the center fielder. And the Clippers go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. They trail 3-1, bottom three coming up after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk-free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Clippers down 3-1 against the Louisville Bats as we go to the bottom of the third inning. One run, two hits, no errors for Columbus. Three runs, five hits, and no errors for Louisville. They've got 3, 4, and 5 due up. Hopkins, Caracuto, and Piscotty. Hopkins had a seeing eye single back in the first inning. Tully goes to work, and the first pitch swung on, fouled on the first base side. Chased down by Trenton Brooks, but it's out of play for strike one. Scores around the International League brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. First, though, the 0-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? No. 1-1. Doubleheader going in Buffalo. The Bisons win the first game against Gwinnett 3-1. And they're just about set for game two. Syracuse at home leading Rochester 7-2, top of the fourth inning. Here's the wind and the 1-1. High fly ball to right field. George Valera drifting over toward the line. Plenty of time, plenty of room. He'll make the catch. And that'll do it for Hopkins. Rochester and Syracuse doing battle at NBT Bank Stadium. One day after Lechiserie night in Syracuse. Durham at home leading Scranton Wilkes-Barre 3-2. That game's in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch swinging. Caracudo torches it to the left field corner. It is a fair ball and a home run. It got out of here in a heartbeat and snuck over the wall by a foot and a half. That ball looked to be low and inside, and Caracudo, whatever it was he was looking for, it dropped the bat head down on it and somehow kept it fair down the left field line for a solo homer. That pitch wound up 10 inches off the ground and off the inside corner as we look at the replay. So Caracudo's second home run of this series. It's his third RBI of the ball game. And Louisville on top 4-1 as Stephen Piscotty swings and fouls away the 1-0 pitch, make it a ball and a strike to the designated hitter. Boy, if I remember right, Caracudo's first home run was a similar pitch. Down and in. And he just guessed and got it. Piscotty takes the next pitch up and away. Two balls, one strike. Nashville's not messing around tonight. They're in Charlotte, and they scored two runs in the first, two runs in the second, and two runs in the third, and they lead 6-0 against the Charlotte Knights. The Knights beat them the first two games. Clippers missed out on a chance to pick up a game in the division on Tuesday. Nashville beat them yesterday, and they're up 6-0 in the third here today. Here comes the 2-2. Hit on the ground. Backhand glove by Rocchio. The shortstop fires across the diamond in time for the out. Base is empty. Two down for Ronnie Dawson. St. Paul at Toledo. No score in the fourth inning. Bottom three at Lehigh Valley. The Worcester Red Sox and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are tied one apiece. Indy at Omaha, no score in the first inning, and they are set to start in a few minutes in Memphis, where they host the Norfolk Tides. Here's a ground ball in the first pitch, banged up the middle by Ronnie Dawson. He's got himself a two-out single. Bringing up Michael DeLeon. Doubleheader in Jacksonville. Completing yesterday's game that was suspended in the bottom of the first inning. Jacksonville leading 4-0 against Iowa, and then they'll play a 7-inning game after that tonight. Michael DeLeon, a strikeout victim, his first time up, one of two for Tully so far today. It has just not been Tanner Tully's night. First pitch swing and a ground ball smash past the diving David Fry and into left field. DeLeon burning for second base. The throw comes into the cutoff man. The tag is late, and he's in with a hustle double. Dawson on to third base on the play. Brings up Eric Yang, who singled and scored in the second inning. Time called. Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach, is going to head out. Tanner Tully has been really good for the Clippers this year. Now, this is his fourth different season wearing a Clippers uniform. Made his AAA debut, just a spot start, back in 2017. And then all of 2018, he pitched in high A. 2019, had three starts for the Clippers, pitching most of the year in Akron. 2021, split the season between AA and AAA. He had a rough stretch in June. June was not a good month for Tanner Tully. He made four starts for the Clippers, and three of the four were rough. Gave up six runs against Toledo, six runs against St. Paul, and eight runs against St. Paul. His other start was a good one against Indianapolis. But prior to June and after June, Tanner Tully has been outstanding, but tonight has just not gone his way. There have been a couple of hard hit balls now for the Louisville Bats, but the majority of their run scoring has come on good fortune as much as anything else. First pitch swinging. Ground ball. Diving stop by Rocchio. Pops. Throws to first, and he got him. That saved two runs. Eric Yang hit it hard, but Rocchio makes his second very good play defensively in the inning, and that keeps the Clippers within shouting distance. It is, however, a 4-1 ball game as Louisville gets a run on three hits. They strand a pair, and we go to the fourth here at Slugger Field.
Stay cool this summer. TempStar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. An oil change with quality oil like Castrol Edge Full Synthetic can help your engine get more out of every tank. Right now, you can get five quarts with an STP Extended Life oil filter for only $37.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back. With more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI Columbus.
Three innings in the books here at Louisville Slugger Field, and the Clippers on the short end of a 4-1 score as they come to bat in the fourth. Nolan Jones to lead things off against Deck McGuire. Louisville right-hander kicks and delivers. Jones takes a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for strike one. Time called just before the pitch. McGuire, listen, we've got a 14-second pitch clock here with the bases empty. He is getting into his motion with 10 or 11 seconds left on the clock. He misses downstairs here. Here comes the next offering, and it's swung on and fouled away, 1-2. His pace has flummoxed the Clippers tonight. And Nolan Jones is talking to the home plate umpire, saying, hey, isn't he supposed to wait for me to be ready with 9 seconds left on the clock? And now they're talking to McGuire about it. Brock Ballew, the home plate umpire, says, hey, you got to wait for the batter to be attentive to you. And the batter has until 9 seconds left on the clock to do that. Pitch is high and away, 2-2. So Deck McGuire has taken to heart what Major League Baseball did today. Here is the wind and the pitch, and it's inside, 3-2. Major League Baseball, as expected, approved the pace of play rules. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it's swung on and missed a fastball, and Jones is put away. So McGuire's fast pace has had an effect in this ball game because, as a batter, you only get to step out of the batter's box and call time once. And they have not really been ready to deal with McGuire. And now, McGuire has been... Boy, the Clippers are all over it now. They are on the home plate umpire, and he's saying, wait a minute, now, these are the rules. He's got to throw within a certain amount of time. There's nothing that says he has to wait a certain amount of time. He delivers here to George Valera, and Valera swings and crushes a ball to center field. That ball is way out of here. Well, Valera got into the batter's box and got ready to hit, and he just crushed it. So maybe McGuire will slow down a bit now. That's the second Clippers run of the ball game. It makes it a 4-2 score. Third baseman number 17. And still, conversation going on between Brock Ballew, the home plate umpire, and the Clippers dugout. David Fry is the batter. Here is the wind of the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Got a fastball and took a big rip, but came up empty. McGuire delivers and misses high and tight. He is taking no more than between 4 and 6 seconds for his pitches. Next pitch, swung on and missed. A slider that time to make it 1-2. And the offering. Fouled back to the screen. This is the most extreme display of fast-paced pitching that we have seen all year long. The 1-2. And it's hit on the ground. One hop out to Caracudo. A long throw across the diamond. He'll get it over there in time to retire Fry. Six-three put away. Here's Trenton Brooks now. Now, the Clippers have some guys that work quickly. Tanner Tully is one of them. But we have seen nothing this year that approximates what Deck McGuire has been doing so far today. He goes to work with the first pitch, and a check swing from Brooks. Pitch is low. He didn't go, so it's 1-0. Next offering. Off speed, in for a called strike. McGuire is pitching on average with 9 to 10 seconds left on the clock. The 1-1 swung on, fouled on the first base side, a ball and two to the Clippers' first baseman. George Valera, a home run here in the fourth inning, has carved into the Louisville lead. It's now a 4-2 advantage for the home team. Everybody's ready. Here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled back on the roof. It'll clang around a little bit. We'll see if it rolls back down. The fans here are well-versed in foul balls over their head. Don't give up on it. Brooks taking his time digging back into the left-handed batter's box after the foul ball. The pitch. Banged up the middle between the legs of the pitcher McGuire and past the diving second baseman Leonardo Rivas into center field for a base knock. And it's the second hit of the Clippers in this inning. Blair is homer. Brooks single. It's their fourth hit of the ball game. Brennan had a single in the first inning. Bo Naylor drove him home with a double. And now Oscar Mercado, who was hit by a glancing blow back in the second inning on the foot. Barely got him, but it gave him first base anyway. Righty-righty matchup. Runner goes. No, puts on the brakes, and the pitch is low and inside. Just getting ready to say that in terms of stolen base threats, Brooks is not way up there. He has only one attempt for the Clippers this year. He was successful. The 1-0. Fastball at 90 in for a called strike. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Clippers have 103 steals this year. Louisville, for their part, runs less than anybody in the International League. They have 76 stolen bases. McGuire delivers, and it is high and tight. Two balls, one strike. Mercado, .246 batting average on the year. Four homers, 18 batted in. Represents the tying run. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Breaking ball came in at 76 miles per hour. Next pitch went back to the breaking ball, and it's low and away. Mercado started his swing but held it back. It's 3-2. Now, Mercado was at first base when Mitch Tolman faced a 3-2 count, and there were three foul balls. Mercado got his sprint work in today. It'll be Trenton Brooks' turn right now. There's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball inside, and oh, boy. Deck McGuire, pretty demonstrative out on the mound there, thinking he had thrown strike three, hopped around. He is not happy. And the catcher, Eric Yang, is going to call time and head out to talk things over with his pitcher just to make sure that he is still focused and ready to deal, because Mitch Tolman hit the ball on an absolute line his first time up, but it was right at the first baseman, Michael DeLeon. Now, Tolman saw 10 pitches in that at-bat, so he saw the entire arsenal from McGuire. Got one he could handle, but unfortunately for him, there was a defender right there. First pitch, off speed, outside for ball one. That's sort of been the story of this ball game. The Clippers have hit a lot of balls hard, but in range of a defender. Meanwhile, the Louisville bats have not had a lot of contact, but they have found holes. Next pitch, swung on, hit high in the air, but foul down the third baseline and out of play. Two on, two out, 4-2 ball game. Louisville on top here in the fourth. Here is the set now, the pitch. And this one's popped up left side, might be playable. Santana, the third baseman, heading over, but it is going to reach the screen. It didn't get to the seats, but it's a foul ball. So Tolman remains alive. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games stream live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device is on MILB.TV. Go to MILB.TV today for details. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. The 1-2. Line shot up the middle, but that is right to the shortstop. Caracudo is actually going to field it off of the top of the dirt. He's got to throw to first base, and he'll do it. Tolman hits it hard again, but once more, the Louisville bats had a man on the spot. George Valera gives the Clippers a run here in the fourth inning with a solo home run, but Columbus leaves two aboard. We go to the bottom of the fourth with Louisville on top, 4-2.
At Giant Eagle, we love the feel of fall. Like you, we crave the flavors that come with it, like spiced apple dishes and sizzling game day brats on the grill. Our Giant Eagle app makes it easy to shop with free curbside pickup that saves you time. Just order, pull up, and we'll load it up. It's so easy to take home all things autumn with Giant Eagle.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscecream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Four 2 ball game, Louisville on top. Home team coming to bat in the fourth inning. 9-1-2 due up. Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. He grounded to the shortstop back in the second inning. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Tanner Tully kicks and deals, and the first pitch is fouled on the third base side. Boy, these Louisville bats have been aggressive early in counts against Tully. And they've been rewarded. They've already put 8 hits up on the board against him. 0-1, another swing, that ground ball. This one is at the third baseman, Fry. He'll throw to first in time. One up and one down. Leonardo Rivas, second baseman, an RBI single, and 2 trips to the plate tonight. Clippers started the scoring with a run in the first inning. Louisville answered with 2 of their own on 3 hits. They have scored in every inning so far. The bats put together a run in the second with Rivas' RBI single scoring Eric Yang. And then Caracudo's solo home run in the third. First pitch a ball. The next is just off the inside corner. 2-0 to Rivas. And really that third inning could have been worse. There were 2 other hits. Runners at second and third. And the Clippers shortstop, Brian Rocchio, made a great defensive play for number 3. Rivas takes inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Tully into the motion. And delivers a strike over the heart of the plate. 3-1. The pitch. Banged on the third base side, foul. Now Tanner Tully, with the bases empty, is delivering pitches with between 8 and 6 seconds left on the clock. That's a quick worker. Deck McGuire has been throwing pitches with 10 and 11 seconds left on the clock before the batter even has to be ready. 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground. First base, Trenton Brooks has it. He'll take it to the bag himself for out number 2. So in spite of the fact that Tanner Tully has allowed 4 runs on 8 hits, he has thrown only 50 pitches with 2 outs in the third inning. First offering here to Christian Santana swung on and fouled away. Bats have been hunting early against Tully. He has gone to only 2 3-ball counts. Here comes his 0-1, and it's a check swing and a pitch, a tick up out of the zone. Santana, prior to yesterday, had been in the midst of a terrible struggle. It appears to be behind him as he swings and fouls this one away down the right side. Santana had 2 homers yesterday as part of a 3-hit night. But prior to his 3 hits yesterday, he had only 3 hits in his previous 29 at-bats. Here comes the 1-2 pitch off the outside corner. Going back even farther than that, he was 9 for his last 47, a 191 batting average. 2-2 pitch. Tully throws a fastball that just missed the inside corner. He thought he had strike three and that the inning would be over. Instead, the count is full. He's got his sign. He goes to work. And a line drive to left center field, and that'll fall in for a base hit. Just didn't have enough juice on it to get out to either of the defenders. Mercado and Brennan were charging, but it falls in between them. And the inning extends now for T.J. Hopkins. But that's been the story of the night. Louisville hasn't hit it hard enough in a couple of occasions for it to turn into an out. Some other times, ground balls have just wormed their way through the holes in the infield. And that's how baseball goes sometimes. Listen, don't take anything away from the Louisville Bats. They've put bat to ball, they've put it in play, and they've been rewarded for it. Tully gets a first pitch swing and foul ball from T.J. Hopkins for strike one. The Clippers, meanwhile, have put the ball in play and haven't been rewarded at anywhere near the same rate the Bats have been tonight. 0-1. Outside. The 1-1 pitch. That ball is hit hard and high and deep to left field, and it's not coming back. Two-run home run for T.J. Hopkins. And that's what happens when you put the ball in play and you get some of those base hits that might not have looked all that much live, and then you get a big swing of the bat as that one was. It's a two-run home run, and Louisville's on top 6-2. Second home run for Louisville in this game. Uniel Caracudo looks at a first pitch down and in for ball one. That's the same pitch he hit out his first time up. The 1-0. Big swing and a miss, trying to make it a two-homer game. Caracudo is already 2-for-2 with a double, a homer, and three runs batted in. Tully into the motion. And a hard line shot caught by David Fry, and that's out number three. Two runs score, two hits, bases left empty, four in the books, and the Clippers staring at a 6-2 deficit.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're steaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a retirement plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday, now at a new time, 8:30 a.m. on Fox Sports 920 for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that can make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing market volatility, the impact on the individual investor. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 8:30 on Fox Sports 920. And catch previous shows of the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast at foxsports920.com and click on the programming tab. The Safe Money Retirement Show, now 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning on Fox Sports 920. Don't miss it.
The Eco Plumbers can clear your clogged sewer drain fast. Their $93 or its free drain clearing special comes with a 1-year clog-free guarantee. And if they can't get it flowing again, it's free. Call the Eco Plumbers, saving the day, protecting the future. Online at ecoplumbers.com.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Clippers facing a 6-2 deficit as we go to the fifth inning. Top of the order for Columbus, Will Brennan is 1-for-2 so far. Deck McGuire having a pretty good night. Delivers a breaking ball outside. He has allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. He's walked 2. He's hit a man. Brennan swings and hits one to center field. That'll fall in for a base knock. He's got 3 multi-hit games in a row. Brings up Brian Rocchio. Don't count the Clippers out yet. This is an offense that has been as potent as there has been in the International League this year. More runs scored than anybody. Now, the run scoring rate has fallen off in the second half of the season, but still, no offense in the International League has produced at the rate the Columbus Clippers have. Rocchio looks at a breaking ball in the inside corner for strike one. McGuire from the belt. Checks the runner, kicks and fires. And gets a check swing, and Rocchio went around. The home plate umpire said so. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. The pitch. Hit to center field. Right center field, a long run for Hopkins. And he's going to get there to catch another one. Fires into second base. Brennan heads back to first. I tell you what, T.J. Hopkins, as much as anybody, is responsible for this Louisville lead. Hopkins hit a 2-run home run in the fourth inning, and he has run down 3 extra base hits. And he wasn't even supposed to be the center fielder tonight. Late lineup change put him in center field. Leonardo Rivas was originally supposed to be out there. So Rocchio is out. Bo Naylor is up. And he swings and fouls back the first pitch 0-1. Cleveland Guardians set to take on the Twins, but Mother Nature has intervened. They're in a delay in Minnesota. There's the 0-1. Hit high in the air to left field. Dawson doesn't know where it is. He's drifting. He finds it and gets there to make the catch. He put the hands out to the side in the universal signal for, I don't know where this baseball is going. But because he kept his feet moving, he was able to catch it on the way back down, coming into the lights, and he was close enough to make the adjustment to make the catch. Two down, a runner at first for Nolan Jones. Jones is 0-for-2. First pitch, he swings and pops it up. Third base side, foul territory. Yang racing over, but that will reach the seats. Final from Wrigley today. The Cubs double up the Giants, 4-2. Pirates leading the Cardinals 4-0. St. Louis scuffling a bit right now. They had trouble with the Washington Nationals. Marlins leading at home against the Mets 4-1. A 1 pitch. Breaking ball low. Boston leading 2-0 at Baltimore. That game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tampa Bay trying to pick up a game on the Yankees, leading 1-0 early in the top of the third. On Derek Jeter night. 1-1. Breaking ball at the knees for a called strike, 1-2. Phillies at home lead the Nats 3-2, top of the fifth inning. They're in the first inning in Texas. Blue Jays 1, Rangers nothing. Also in the first in Milwaukee, the Reds have jumped out to a 4-0 lead against the Brew Crew. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Jones. He swings and misses at a breaking ball for strike 3. Leadoff single for the Clippers, but nothing doing. We go to the bottom of the fifth with Louisville still on top, 6-2. Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Bottom of the fifth inning. Clippers trailing it by a 6-2 score against the Louisville Bats. Tanner Tully back to the mound facing Stephen Piscotty. First pitch swung on and fouled away. Piscotty has been extraordinarily aggressive all series long. Here's the wind and the 0-1 pitch. And he swings and fouls away another 0-2. Tully kicks and deals and misses outside. 1-2. Continue the major league scores here. Rain delay in Minnesota between the Guardians and the Twins. Next pitch hit up the middle for a base knock. Ground ball right up the gut. Tigers and Royals scoreless in the second inning in Kansas City. The Angels and Astros likewise in Houston. Other action coming up later on. Diamondbacks at Rockies. Braves at Mariners. White Sox at the A's. 9:40 first pitch. Game we'll keep our eye on. And then the Dodgers at the Padres in the Battle of Lettuce. Starting pitchers in that one, Dustin May going for the Dodgers and Mike Clevenger for the San Diego Padres. I'm not sure who has longer hair. A 1 count to Ronnie Dawson. Swings and misses at a breaking ball. Dawson had a single in the third inning. Tully checks the runner at first, goes to work with another breaking ball. This one's hit high in the air to shallow center field. Brennan got a late jump, charges hard, makes the catch on the run for the first out of the inning. Piscotty retreats to first base. Well, for three innings, you could look at what was happening and say, boy, Louisville has really kind of lucked their way into a lead here, but they started to hit the ball harder and harder as the night has gone along. Here's Michael DeLeon. He had a double in the third inning. He's 1-for-2. Takes a pitch high and away for ball one. The Bats are up to 6 runs on 11 hits. And yet, with all of that going on, Tanner Tully is still at only 68 pitches here in the fifth inning. They have been swinging at just about everything. Next pitch, hit on the ground to third base. That's a fair ball. Fry goes to second for one. Relay around to first. In time, they're saying foul ball. Oh, what a terrible break for Columbus. Home plate umpire Brock Ballou made the call because the third base umpire is positioned behind the pitcher's mound with a runner at first. Boy, live, that looked like a fair ball and would have been an inning-ending double play. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. I did not see any visual foul ball signal from an umpire until Tyler Jones put his hands up after the Clippers had already made the relay from second base. Tully ahead 1-2. Here it comes. And it's high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Boy, that is just how it's gone for the Clippers tonight. Down 6-2 here in the fifth inning. Tully delivers. Curveball swung on and missed strike three. That is an excellent pitch. Two down for Eric Yang. Yang has hit it hard once tonight and soft once, and the soft one turned out to be the base hit. Singled and scored in the second inning, and then hit a smash up the middle that Brian Rocchio turned into a dynamic final out of the third inning. There is activity now for the Clippers in the bullpen. Kevin Kelly starts to throw. First pitch fouled right into the Clippers' dugout off the bat of Yang for strike one. Infield back into the pull side against the right-handed batter. A one pitch. Breaking ball low, 1-1. That series in Minnesota, obviously big. Cleveland has a game and a half lead over both Minnesota and Chicago. Both teams won last night while the guards were idle. Here's a ground ball, first base side, past the diving Trenton Brooks. Softly hit into right field. Valera up with it, throws to third base, and that throw is just late. Fry had to come off the bag by a step. By the time he wheeled around and put the tag on, it was too late. Valera made a strong throw. Just was not accurate enough. So Yang with his second hit of the ball game. Again, just a ground ball with enough angle on it to get away from a defender. They're on the corners with two outs for Isaiah Gilliam. Can go back to the double play that wasn't. First pitch outside for ball one. If that double play would have been turned, not only would the inning be over, but that is 8 extra pitches now that Tully has had to throw. Swing here and a fly ball to left field, playable for Oscar Mercado. Takes a while to come back down to earth, but when it does, it nestles into his glove for out number 3. No runs, 2 hits, and 2 men left aboard for Louisville. After 5 at Slugger Field, the home team bats lead the Clippers 6-2.
We need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Dun, dun, dun. Some say he's arrogant. We've heard aloof, cocky, smug, pompous. Sorry, we're looking at
thesaurus.com.
Wait, what?
He calls it confidence, but we'll just call him Doug Gottlieb.
Wait a second. This is dumb.
And if you want a guy that tells you like it is, here he is.
You're smart. I'm stupid.
Listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
You're right. I'm wrong.
On Fox Sports Radio.
Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Clippers down 6-2 as we go to the sixth inning. Deck McGuire back to the hill, and why not? Now he is at 93 pitches. Facing George Valera, and he misses outside for ball one. Valera clubbed a solo home run in the fourth inning. McGuire delivers outside, two balls, no strikes. It was his sixth homer in the Clippers in a Clippers uniform, and it went 4 days. Next pitch, breaking ball, misses inside, 3-0. Now don't be surprised to see some action start very quickly for the Louisville Bats in their bullpen. There's ball four. Leadoff man aboard. Now there's a cushion to work with here for McGuire. 6-2 lead. But as predicted, with that walk, there's going to be activity for Louisville as Matt Pydich heads out of the dugout and down to the bullpen. Kevin Kelly continues to throw for the Clippers. That seems to indicate that Tanner Tully's day is done. Pitch to David Fry is outside. Pick attempt behind Valera, and he gets back into the bag. One ball, no strikes. Fry walked in the second inning, grounded to the shortstop in the fourth. The pitch, breaking ball, strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Right-hander has his sign and goes to work. Fry swings and fouls it in and out of the catcher's mitt. One ball, two strikes. Fans, present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games for the kids on AAA member nights at Huntington Park. Our next coming up on September 17 against Omaha. The 1-2. High chopper to the shortstop. Caracudo goes to second for one. Relay to first in time. Double play. Already the second double play turn for the Louisville Bats in this ball game, and that makes it 17 consecutive games for Louisville, turning at least one double play. Longest streak in the International League this year. Base is empty for Trenton Brooks, who swings and misses and fires the bat to the backstop, unintentionally. That is now, by the way, seven double plays that the Clippers have hit into so far in this series. A one pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-1. Last week, the Bats turned 14 double plays in the six-game series against Indianapolis, so they need to pick it up if they want to get that pace. Boy, here's a bunt, third base side. It rolls, and now rolls foul. Brooks hit it foul by 4 inches. I love the idea. Brooks has had a tremendously hard contact rate over the past several weeks, but when they just give you the entire left side of the infield, I don't mind at all seeing him lay one down, and it was almost a perfect bunt. It just didn't need to be perfect. Just needed to be good. Here's the 1-2. And it is off the outside corner, 2-2. Bases empty, two away. Brooks with a single in the fourth inning. He's also hit into a double play. The pitch. Line shot up the middle, skips off the dirt, and scooped up by Leonardo Rivas. He throws to first. It's just in time to get Brooks for out number three. So the Clippers send the minimum to the plate here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. Bottom six after this. Louisville 6, Columbus 2.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us. Because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling about the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
Kevin Kelly on the pitch as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It just was not Tanner Tully's day. Tully's final line, 5 innings, 6 runs earned, 12 hits, didn't walk a batter, struck out 3. Early soft contact, did damage, and then he allowed a couple of home runs. Clippers down 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kevin Kelly, 1-0 for Columbus in 25 appearances, .252 earned run average for the sidewinding right-hander. Well, excuse me, it's not Kelly. Kelly was warming up, but it's Carlos Vargas that comes in for the Clippers. So Vargas, the hard-throwing right-hander, fires a 1-0 pitch. And at 99, that'll even the count at 1-1. Next offering, fastball strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Kelly was warming up when Tanner Tully was still pitching in the fifth inning. While the Clippers were batting, though, they swapped out right-handers in the pen. So Vargas, ahead in the count, 1-2, fires and gets a swing and a miss, 100 miles per hour. Louisville fans, of course, many of them have seen that radar gun get to triple digits. Aroldis Chapman made his American professional debut in a Bats uniform and pitched here for most of that season. Vargas delivers a breaking ball low for ball one to Christian Santana. Santana, 3 hits yesterday, 2 today. Singled in the first, singled in the fourth, scored a run both times. Vargas to work and delivers on the inside corner with that breaking ball, 1-1. So for Vargas, it's his third appearance at the AAA level. 1 win, no losses, no runs allowed on 3 hits in 3 innings. A walk and four strikeouts make it five now, and he deals on the inside corner again for a called strike. 1-2 to Santana. He has not yet thrown him a fastball. See if that's coming here. Yep, swing and a miss, strike three. So back-to-back Ks for Vargas. Brings up T.J. Hopkins. Hopkins singled and scored in the first, and then hit a two-run home run against Tully in the fourth inning. That was the swing of the bat that opened it up to a 6-2 lead. That's where we stand. The Clippers just have not been able to put anything together against Deck McGuire. Now, the good news for Columbus is McGuire, I think, is done for the night. He's thrown six innings. There's activity in the bat's pen. Fastball inside, gets in and out of the catcher's mitt, 100 miles per hour bearing in on Hopkins, and that's probably not a comfortable feeling. For a right-handed batter, triple digits coming right across your navel. Now, Bo Naylor calls time and heads out to the mound. I think Naylor was crossed up a little bit. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Pitcher and catcher ready. Batter is ready. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch is a breaking ball up and in. And it's now 2-0. Hopkins saw that one heading right at his helmet and got out of the way as quickly as he could. Luckily for him, it was not that triple-digit heat where he got no chance. The pitch. Fastball. Just missed. Tried the outside corner, couldn't quite nail it, so it's three balls and nothing. Vargas from the high set delivers ball four. That's a two-out base runner. Uniel Caracudo has hit it hard every time tonight. His softest hit ball was the double that drove in two runs in the first inning. It was just a ground ball down the third baseline. Was out of the reach of David Fry, clanged off the sidewall, kicked out into left field, and produced two runs. Then he hit a home run in the third inning and scorched a line drive to third base in the fourth. Switch hitter batting this time from the left side. Looks at a 99-mile-per-hour fastball at the knees for strike one. Vargas ready. He deals. And that fastball is over but just low, 1-1. Hopkins leads away from first base. Here it comes. And it's hit hard down the right field line. It's a foul ball. Caracudo able to get around on that 97-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-2 count, bottom of the sixth inning. Louisville on top, 6-2, fourth game of this series. The Clippers have won 2 of 3. Lost opening night. Back-and-forth ball game. 10-1 win in game two, 7-6 win yesterday in 11 innings. The 1-2 from Vargas. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 100 miles per hour. You're not getting around on that. Caracudo is out. Three strikeouts for Vargas. One walk, one man left aboard. We go to the seventh. Clippers down 6-2.
I'm Pat DeMary of DeMary Truck. The price at the pump is hard on all of us, and it won't be better anytime soon. So, if a truck is how you make your money, you cannot be down for days. DeMary Truck will have you back on the road providing for your family, your business, and all of Columbus. Whether it's new or used, DeMary Truck can service your truck and make those miles count. For over 50 years, we have kept your business rolling. DeMaryTruck.com.
Your truck resource, DeMary Truck. Better ingredients, better pizza, better brace yourself, because Papa John's has done it again. Introducing Papa Bowls. No crust, just a whole bunch of those Papa John's toppings you love, baked to piping hot perfection. I'm talking crisp veggies, savory meats all covered in melty cheese, and those signature sauces. Try flavors like Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie, or get creative and build your own. Better ingredients, better pizza, now in a bowl. Papa John.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Pydich on the pitch for the Louisville Bats as we go to the seventh inning. It'll be 8-9-1 due up for the Clippers. Oscar Mercado, the leadoff man, then Mitch Tolman, then Will Brennan. Dak McGuire put together one of his better outings of the season. Two runs, five hits over six innings. Walked three, struck out two. Hands it off to the bullpen. A four-run advantage. Oscar Mercado has been aboard twice today without an official at-bat. Hit by a pitch in the second inning, walked in the fourth. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider for a called strike. What I can tell you for sure is that the pace will slow down here. McGuire was pitching like he had a very important appointment to get to. Pydich misses high and away. Right-hander goes to work, and the 1-1 breaking ball is outside. Matt Pydich pitching for the 29th time this year for Louisville. It's been a mixed bag for him. Five wins, four losses, but a 6.82 earned run average. Next pitch, fastball just outside. Did not miss by much. Pydich has struck out more than a batter per inning, but he's walking about 4.5 per nine, so a batter every other inning, and league hitting .293 against him. His 3-1 pitch is popped up, way up, just back of the infield dirt. It'll be Caracudo, the shortstop, calling for it. He'll make the catch, and there's one away. There's Mitch Tolman now. Tolman hit a couple of balls hard, but nothing to show for it tonight. A line out to first base and a ground out to the shortstop. Three defenders on the right side of the infield. Do it while you can, boys. Next year, the shift will be banned. And that's at the major league level. I have to assume it's going to apply all the way across minor league baseball as well. Tolman swings and grounds it to first base. What a scoop by De Leon. And flips to the covering pitcher. Pydich gets there just ahead of Tolman for a nifty 3-1 put away. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Two down, bases empty, back to the top of the order, Will Brennan. First pitch to him, strike one. Next pitch, fastball up under the hands. Brennan has a multi-hit game in each of the first four games of this series. He swings and chops this one foul on the first base side. He had seen his batting average drop pretty precipitously from August 7 to August 31. Batting average went from 343 to 305. 1-2 pitch is a called third strike, and that's the end of the inning. But Brennan has been hitting it well lately, just not in that particular at bat. He strikes out, and the Clippers are gone. It's stretch time here in Louisville, and the Bats lead the Clippers by a 6-2 score.
All right, Pepsi-loving football fans, it's time we had a lesson in trash talk. And I'm not talking about that stuff that happens on the field. What I'm talking about is trash, and it's the only thing that belongs in your garbage can. Now, recycling might not be as thrilling as converting a fourth and long, but next time you're thinking about throwing that Pepsi Zero Sugar bottle away, just cap it back up and pretend you're down by six with the recycling bin wide open. Know the difference? Make a difference. Be a team player and recycle. Visit PepsiTrashTalk.com to learn more.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the seventh, Stephen Piscotty to lead things off. He's got one hit in three trips to the plate tonight. Carlos Vargas back out there for the Clippers. There is activity for Columbus in the bullpen. And it is, again, Kevin Kelly. Remember, Kelly was up earlier when Tanner Tully was pitching in the fifth inning. Vargas faced four batters in the sixth, struck out three, walked one. First pitch, Piscotty crushes it deep to left field and gone. Well, that was a bad matchup right there, because Stephen Piscotty has been swinging at everything and taking monster hacks. And he was sitting on a fastball. He got a 98-mile-per-hour heater and crushed it for a home run. The Clippers have had success against Piscotty pitching backwards. And that time, Vargas tried to challenge with a fastball right over the plate, and Piscotty drilled it at 7-2. Here's Ronnie Dawson. First pitch, breaking ball outside. 1-0. Next pitch, fastball. That's a strike, 1-1. We'll check the IL scoreboard in this inning, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. 1-1 from Vargas, swing and a miss, 99-mile-per-hour heater. Bottom of the sixth inning in Jacksonville, first game of a doubleheader, and the Jumbo Shrimp are crushing the Iowa Cubs 11-0. Still have another game to go. 1-2 breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Ronnie Dawson put away. Fourth strikeout for Vargas. Here's Michael DeLeon. Syracuse leading at home against Rochester, 8-3. Scranton has rallied to tie the game in Durham. It's a 5-5 contest, bottom of the seventh at DBAP. Carlos Vargas delivers, and the first pitch off speed is fouled to the Clippers' dugout, 0-1. Nashville not messing around tonight against Charlotte. They lead 8-1 in the top of the seventh inning in Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. St. Paul and Toledo tied at 2 in the Glass City, top of the eighth inning. Next pitch, fastball high. Lehigh Valley at home leading Worcester, 4-2. Top of the seventh inning, top five in Omaha, Indianapolis 3, and the Storm Chasers nothing. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a swing and a miss. Norfolk leading at Memphis 2-0, top of the fourth inning. Doubleheader in Buffalo today. The Bisons win game 1-3-1, and game two has gone to the bottom of the fourth inning, tied 3-3. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Tag applied. De Leon retired. That is five strikeouts for Carlos Vargas through an inning and two-thirds. He's walked a man. He's given up a home run. Here's Eric Yang. Righty-righty matchup. Yang with a couple of hits today. Singles in the second and fifth. First pitch to him. A fastball misses across the letters. The 1-0. That's high. Two balls and no strikes. Well, I told you about that game going on in Jacksonville. Iowa getting drubbed 11-0. They had the bases loaded. Nobody out. And Jacksonville turned a triple play on them. There's a swing and a miss on 2-0. Make it 2-1. That, of course, is notable. But now I just saw that the Reading Phillies also turned a triple play just minutes ago. 2-1 pitch, lifted foul and out of play. So two triple plays in the minor leagues within a few minutes of each other. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty, two away. Vargas delivers and gets a swing and a miss. Good slider for strike three. Another three strikeouts for Vargas. Six Ks in two innings. One home run mixed in there. We go to the eighth. The Clippers are down 7-2.
We are racing at El Dorado Scioto Downs. Catch the excitement Saturday afternoon. Post time is 3:15. Be there this Saturday for your chance to win one of five big screen televisions, Roku sticks with subscriptions to Racetrack Television Network, and gift cards to Brews Brothers Restaurants. That's this Saturday afternoon at El Dorado Scioto Downs, post time 3:15. Horses, racing, and winners at El Dorado Scioto Downs.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Top of the eighth inning, Brian Rocchio to lead things off for the Clippers. Matt Pijdich out for a second inning of relief. Rocchio 0-for-3 so far. He has hit three balls to the center fielder. First pitch outside for ball one. Rocchio hitting 264 as a Columbus Clipper, still very young in his AAA career, young overall. Rocchio just 21 years of age. Takes downstairs 2-0. He will turn 22 over the offseason, January 13-01. Rocchio's birthday. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Takes a fastball off the inside corner. Three balls and nothing. So the Clippers have a pair of 21-year-olds here at the AAA level in Rocchio and George Valera. There's a called strike. With Carlos Vargas, they now have a trio of 22-year-olds, Vargas, Bo Naylor, and Gabriel Arias. And players 23 years of age, Jose Fermin, Seth Cadell. There's another called strike, 3-2. And a bevy of 24-year-olds. This is an extraordinarily young AAA team. Payoff. It's fouled on the first base side. Now, those are late-season promotions, right? So that has to skew things, and it does maybe a little bit, but you know, Tyler Freeman is in the major leagues now, a very young player. Oscar Gonzalez in the major leagues, 24. Here comes the payoff again, and it's hit on the ground out towards the second baseman. Leonardo Rivas has it, throws to first base in time for the out. So the Clippers have gotten younger with some of the AA promotions, but not anywhere near as much younger as you would think. We talked about all season long how young the Guardians roster is, younger than the average AAA roster. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. One ball, no strikes to Bo Naylor. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI double today. Clippers trailing 7-2 here in the eighth inning. Pitch from Pydich is outside. I have not done the math on the 30 AA rosters, but I'm willing to bet that the Clippers can match up with any AA team in terms of average age. The oldest player on the Clippers roster, you've got two 28-year-olds, Mitch Tolman and Justin Garza. Garza is the oldest. With a March birthday. Here's a called strike on 3-0. 3-1. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed diving out of the zone. Naylor cut over top. It's 3-2. Kevin Kelly continues to warm for the Clippers in the bullpen. We'll see him in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pydich throws the payoff pitch, and it's swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike three. So Pydich fell behind 3-0 to both Rocchio and Naylor and comes back to get them both. Nolan Jones has gone 0-for-3 today, had a two-hit day yesterday. First pitch, fastball at 91, in for a called strike. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. 0-1. Soft ground ball out towards second base. Rivas has it again. Throws to first in time, and the Clippers go 1-2-3. Bottom eight after this. Bats up 7-2.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte Powder Packs. Feel better fast.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Nine side. 1-2 due up for Louisville here in the home half of the eighth inning. The Bats already leading the Clippers 7-2. Louisville scored in each of the first four innings, two runs in the first, a run in the second, a run in the third, and the big blow, a two-run home run in the fourth inning. That made it 6-2, another home run in the seventh, 7-2. The last home run was hit against Carlos Vargas. He goes two innings for the Clippers out of the bullpen today, gave up that tater to Stephen Piscotty, but outside of that, he walked one man and struck out six in two innings of work. Kevin Kelly delivers the first pitch. Broken bat flare into shallow left field. Out the third baseman. David Fry makes the catch. Isaiah Gilliam is out on one pitch. Here comes Leonardo Rivas. Leadoff man is 1-for-4. So Kevin Kelly on to pitch for the Clippers. 1-0 with a 2.52 earned run average. Struck out 30 over 25 innings. First pitch to Rivas, and he takes a strike. Louisville has been extremely aggressive early in counts today. Everybody was against Tully. There's a swing on a 0-1 pitch and fouled away by Rivas, 0-2. Tanner Tully just didn't have any luck today. Rivas takes just off the outside corner, 1-2. Kelly goes to work and gets a swing and a miss for strike three. Two down for Christian Santana. Looking ahead to the Clippers half of the ninth inning, they're going to need at least five runs. George Valera will lead it off. David Fry and Trenton Brooks to follow. And they'll be looking for their Phoenix Bats. Big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Kelly needs one more out to get there. Santana takes low for ball one. He has two hits today, two runs scored, two strikeouts. Next pitch, big swing and a miss. Santana was trying to get his third home run of the series. Hit two yesterday. Came out of his shoes at that one, but came up empty 1-1. Kelly sets, deals, gets another swing and a miss at a fastball off the inside corner. 92-mile-per-hour heater, one ball, two strikes, the count. Bats trying to even this series at two games apiece. If the Clippers do not rally, they are likely to lose a game in the standings to the Nashville Sounds, who were up big on Charlotte at last report and are still up big, 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Clippers came into play today 3.5 out of first place. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Strike three at the knees. Santana knew it. He's gone. So are the Louisville Bats. Two strikeouts for Kelly. Last chance for the Clippers coming up after this.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
There's a lot of things about this team which are outstanding. I think Steve Kerr is going to be forever underrated. Suddenly we now get to Steph Curry, and is he a top 10 all-time player in that discussion? The part that no one discusses is how good they are defensively. They won the series because of their defense. I understand when you're watching Boston play, you're like, man, they really, really guard, but they just don't score enough. Don't get me wrong. Steph, you know, he's the cheat code in place. But how they play with Steph and Clay and Jordan Poole continually attacking and shooting threes or shooting layups, how they play works because at the other end, they're incredibly well connected.
The Doug Gottlieb Show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Love this city.
song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Clippers down 7-2 as we go to the ninth inning. New pitcher on for the Louisville Bats. Pedro Garcia, the 5'11", 220-pound right-hander out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Promoted from AA not long ago, making just his third appearance for the Louisville Bats. Two runs, two hits, and two innings. He's walked two, struck out three. And for the Clippers, it's 5-6 and 7-2 up. George Valera is 1-for-2, hit a monstrous home run, a solo shot in the fourth inning. But the Clippers have no runs since. First pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike. The home run for Valera was his sixth in a Clippers uniform. RBIs. He's slugging at a 5.11 clip. Takes next pitch inside, 1-1. Garcia ready, goes to work, and that ball's hit into right field, a rising line drive that beats the triangle shift over the leaping Leonardo Rivas. Rivas was positioned 30 feet into the outfield grass, didn't matter. Valera had enough to get it over his head for a leadoff single. David Fry, 0-4-2 officially, has the walk. First pitch fastball in for a strike. Oh-1 delivery. Fastball up out of the zone. Deck McGuire in line for his fourth win. Louisville hangs on here. Tanner Tully is on the hook for what would be his fourth loss. Set by the right-hander and his 1-2 pitch. Hit hard to left center field. That is going to get down and go all the way to the wall. Valera heading for third base. He'll be waved around as David Fry cruises into second with an RBI double. Back-to-back hits for the Clippers to start this inning. Here's Trent Brooks. Now, remember that the Columbus Clippers have put together more 5-plus run innings than any other team in the International League this year. They need 5 to tie here. They scored 4 in their last at-bat at Buffalo to force extra innings and win in the first game in that series when they fell way behind early. 27 times this year, the Clippers have scored 5 or more runs in an inning. They're a long way from that right now, but you can't get to 5 before you get to 1, and that's what they've got right now. The pitch. Fastball to Brooks, misses high, 2-0. Brooks is 1-for-3 on the night, a single in the fourth inning. Garcia checks the runner at second base, turns and fires. And that one's a called strike, 2-1. Three runs on seven hits for Columbus. Seven runs on 13 hits for the Louisville Bats. To one pitch, hit to center field, hit pretty well. Hopkins ranging back, he will make the catch. Fry tags at second, moves to third. Brings up Oscar Mercado now. Mercado has reached twice without the aid of a hit, hit by a pitch in the second inning, and walked in the fourth. First offering. Off the inside corner for ball one. Another 7:05 game tomorrow. Xavion Curry takes the hill for the Clippers against Ben Lively for the Bats. Fastball at 94 miles per hour from Garcia. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes to Mercado. Clippers trying to extend this ball game and just keep the train moving. 2-0 pitch. That fastball is a called strike over the outer half, 2-1. Garcia again, pretty much just up from double A. Forty appearances for Chattanooga this year. 2-2 record, 12 saves, a 2.17 ERA, and just shy of 50 innings. Struck out 58 batters. His 2-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Last year played most of the season for the Dayton Dragons. Now his 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air to shallow center field. That's going to fall in for a base knock, and David Fry will trot home. Clippers have a pair here in the ninth inning and a man aboard for Mitch Tolman. RBI single for Mercado. Now a 7-4 ball game. Time called. Pitching coach heads out. Casey Weathers is going to talk some things over, and the Louisville Bats are going to get the bullpen going. This is not a game they want to let slip away. Ricky Karcher heads down to the bullpen. Now, both teams had to use a lot of arms yesterday in that 11-inning affair. Louisville has the advantage of having more pitchers on the staff than do the Clippers. Their pitching staff is 20 deep, where the Clippers have 14. Seven pitchers yesterday for Louisville, including Karcher, who threw an inning of relief. Clippers used five pitchers. Mitch Tolman, left-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch. Runner goes. The pitch is a called strike. They're not holding him, so Mercado moves to second base on what I believe will be called defensive indifference. Takes you out of the double play. And boy, that has been the Bats' specialty as of late, turning twin kills. Next pitch. That's a strike at the knees, and it's quickly 0-2. Potential tying run is in the on-deck circle for the Clippers. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And it's a slow roller, third base side. Santana's got it. Double clutches, throws to first, just in time. Tolman is out 5-3, and of course the play in front of Oscar Mercado. He had to stay put at second base. Will Brennan comes to the plate, trying to keep this game going. Two hits already tonight. He had three hits yesterday, three hits on Wednesday, two on Tuesday. Pitch to him is a fastball at the top of the zone for a called strike. Brennan has raised his batting average 12 points over the course of this series. Garcia looks to second, spins the 0-1 pitch, and it's fouled back to the screen. Clippers down to their final strike now. Set by the right-hander. The pitch. Hit down the left field line. It's slicing. It's going to stay fair and go to the corner. Mercado will score. Brennan into second base with a double. And the Clippers will bring the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. Another three-hit game for Will Brennan. He has done a number on the Louisville bats all season long. Brian Rocchio will be the batter, but he's not going to face Garcia. Here comes the skipper, and Pat Kelly will make a pitching change here. We'll come back after these words and see if the Clippers can keep the game going or if Louisville can lock down the win. It's a 7-5 ball game, bats on top. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ricky Karcher's on to try and slam the door. 2-2 with a 450 earned run average on the year. 24 appearances, no saves, no save opportunities. He struck out 35 in 24 innings against 16 walks. The league batting just 227 against him, and he will face a switch hitter in Brian Rocchio. Though Brennan just doubled home Oscar Mercado. Clippers have scored three runs here in the ninth inning, but they are still two runs shy of what they need. 7-5 Louisville lead, two down, and a runner at second base here in the top of the ninth inning. Brian Rocchio has homered four times for the Columbus Clippers in fewer than 80 trips to the plate. He's been held in check today, though, 0-4. Three flyouts to center field. Karcher pitched an inning yesterday, as I mentioned. It was a scoreless frame. He struck out two. Time called. And just before the pitch, I believe it was Rocchio that asked for time.
Repacking from Cartwright Elevator.
Now we're set to go. Here comes the pitch. Hit in the air to left field. Foul and out of play. 0-1. Rocchio batting from the left side. Check of the runner at second. Now the pitch. The 0-1 breaking ball is low. One ball, one strike. Karcher taking his time. Has his sign, delivers. Ground ball to second base. Rivas has it, throws to first, and that's your ball game. Louisville Bats give up three runs in the ninth inning, but hold on to lock it down for a 7-5 win. We've got the post-game show coming up after this.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back. With more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni. And more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hi, I'm calling with the asterisk free checking from your commercial. How long does the free trial run before fees start?
Oh, our asterisk free checking is always free to open and never requires a minimum balance.
Really? Never? Like never ever?
Yep, never ever.
That's actually fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/checking. Welcome to Huntington.
What's better than 100 pieces of pepperoni? How about 150 pieces of Donato's Crispy Pepperoni? Yep, the Pep 150 is back with more of what you love piled edge to edge on that golden thin crust. It's pepperoni topped with pepperoni and more bang for your pepperoni buck. Now get a large Pep 150 for just a dollar more than a large pepperoni pizza. Donato's. Every piece is important.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920 WMNI
Back
Columbus.
Here at Louisville Slugger Field, the post-game show doesn't have a whole lot good to say for the Columbus Clippers in terms of the final score, though they battled there at the end, scoring three runs in the ninth inning. Here's how it happened tonight at Slugger Field. Louisville got on the board in the second inning to take the lead, and it's a lead they would not relinquish. The Clippers actually scored first, though. Will Brennan singled and came around on a Bo Naylor double. Then Louisville got two runs in the first, and they both scored on a Yuniel Caracudo RBI double. They got a home run from Caracudo in the third inning as well. And in the fourth, T.J. Hopkins hit a two-run home run. That made it a 6-2 ball game. George Valera actually had a pretty good night for the Columbus Clippers offensively. Big home run in the fourth inning, a solo job. He also walked in the sixth and started the Clippers rally in the ninth inning with a base hit. He would come around to score one of three Clippers runs in the frame, but just not enough tonight for the Clippers as they fall to the Louisville Bats. Final totals here from Louisville Slugger Field. Columbus, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and the Clippers left 6 men on base, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and the Bats stranded 3. Deck McGuire gets the win, 4-4. Tanner Tully suffers the loss, 8-4, and Ricky Karcher saves his first game of the season. It took 2 hours, 24 minutes to play in front of 6,712 here on the banks of the Ohio River. Penultimate game of the series is tomorrow night. It'll be a 7:05 first pitch. I hope you'll be with us. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Slugger Field. The Columbus Clippers fall to the Louisville Bats by a final score of 7-5. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.